For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. One of the main engines driving the numbers behind the spread of the coronavirus is testing. As more testing is done, so the number of cases of COVID-19 grows. By the end of this month, DHEC estimates South Carolina will have seen more than 8,000 diagnoses of the disease. And all those diagnoses come from test samples that need to be analyzed in labs equipped to identify COVID-19 from fluid samples, which is where private industry, and in particular Premier Medical Laboratory Services, comes into play.
We are validated to do the COVID-19 assay under FDA's emergency use authorization conducted under the CDC guidelines that were published for that.
Austin Shirley is Premier Medical's Director of Commercial Operations, and what he's talking about is the fact that this Greenville-based lab is the first commercial lab in the state to be validated to test for COVID-19. The lab tests fluid specimens from respiratory tracts. Once it gets one,
it goes on to a vortex machine that kind of shakes it up to help separate cells from the swab into the media. And then that media is then taken to a piece of equipment that does the RNA extraction.
That extracted RNA is then further analyzed to see if COVID-19 is present. If all of that sounds a bit technical, it is. And it's the point. These tests are not a matter of holding them up to the light to see what sparkles. They're complex, they're expensive, and they take time, which means the increasing number of COVID tests going to labs, large and small, are backing up.
In a perfect world, we're at a 24-hour turnaround time. As we've seen over the past few weeks, we're in anywhere but a perfect world right now.
Michael Conroy is Premier Medical's Vice President of Compliance.
The turnaround time currently is 24 to 72 hours. As we continue to build out capacity, the goal is to stay in that time frame. But as samples come in, that could potentially create a backlog of just the bottleneck of getting all the supplies in and getting them on the machines.
In non-pandemic times, Premier analyzes the kind of samples your doctor might send after a checkup, blood tests and wellness panels, among other things. But amid the outbreak, the company has introduced two new extraction machines and two new machines to test the RNA separations. It's also looking to expand hours and take on more help to keep up with the demand for fast COVID test results. That demand is strangling the two major national labs, Quest and LabCorp, in turn putting increasing strain on smaller state and regional labs to test as locally as they can. Again, Austin Shirley.
One way we're going to try to prioritize that is, you know, we're not just taking any and all specimens until we have that other equipment up and going. Right now, we're prioritizing South Carolina hospitals. And above just doing that, we're prioritizing the medical staff and the patients that are admitted to those hospitals. Those tests go to the front of the line here.
That prioritization is affecting Premier's non-COVID testing business. Shirley says the company is not seeking new business on its more esoteric tests, like cancer screenings, and has even partnered with other labs to help with the overflow. All of which is another example of just how complicated and broad the impact of the coronavirus has been. And yet another layer of that complexity is how Premier is making its money right now, which is to say, it's not making much. The company typically earns its money through insurance billings, which themselves are way behind amid the growing number of COVID-related hospitalizations. Shirley says Premier is producing about 400 test results a day, but could be doing as many as 5,000 a day, if Premier could afford supplies like reagents, which chemical makers are not yet compelled to supply for less than what they've always charged. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.